Today's message is called Clean Slate. Clean Slate. That's kind of a nice feeling, isn't it, when you think about a clean slate? I want to read something to you. Romans chapter 8 and verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation in those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. We've been made free of condemnation. There should be no condemnation anymore in your life. That means that anything, mistakes that you made or anything that went wrong in 2015, it doesn't have to go with you into 2016. And it should not go with you. What Paul is writing about here in Romans is that there's no condemnation. There is no punishment for you who walk in the Spirit with God. You have been made free from that. See, he's talking about us being free from this law. He's talking about the commandments. The commandments were this law, as he calls it, the law of sin and death. Because nobody could fulfill those laws. We were always going to break one of them. And it says if you broke one of them, you broke them all. Nobody could get them perfect. Nobody could get free from it. And the only way we could receive reconciliation with God or salvation was to get them all right. Nobody could get them all right. God knew this. And so what God did is he came and walked down on the earth as Jesus, and he fulfilled all the laws because he was perfect. And he could do that. And the minute he fulfilled that, he now gave you a gift. And it was a gift of freedom, and it was a gift of forgiveness. And receiving his gift in believing, again, we're believing in God, that God can do his job. And when you believe that, that Jesus came, fulfilled all the laws, when you believe in Jesus, say, I believe that that happened. Now you receive this gift where you were delivered out of the law of sin and death, and now you have the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. So the Spirit of life, the Spirit of God now dwells on the inside of you. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of love. That's what's there. And there's no condemnation in love. What love does, when we're filled with that Spirit of God, we are freed. We are freed from punishment. We are freed from guilt. We are freed from fear. A lot of people don't understand what the gift that God gave us is. And as a result of it, they still walk around feeling this darkness and this heaviness upon themselves. God wants us to let it go. God wants us to be free from guilt and fear and worry. How many times have you worried because you thought you made a mistake and you thought it was going to get you into trouble? And it just stayed with you and it was like a dark cloud over your head and you worried for days and days and days because you didn't know what to do. God doesn't want that for you. You're not under worry and you're not under fear. He has delivered you out of that. There is now no condemnation. You are not going to be punished. He has delivered you into the Spirit of life, which is the Spirit of love. And that happened through forgiveness. Because we receive forgiveness from God for being imperfect. We were created in the image of God that we could fulfill and do great things. But somewhere along the way, something went wrong. And now we make mistakes sometimes. But what God has done is he has forgiven us. And he has forgiven us for everything we've ever done. He has forgiven us for anything we're doing right now. And he has forgiven us for anything we're going to do because he knows everything. We already have forgiveness for that. There is no condemnation. We are free from it. Listen to this story here. Let me tell you this story about this woman. And this is something that was happening in the Bible here in Mark chapter 11. And Jesus was out and he was teaching a bunch of people, and then along came all these Pharisees. Pharisees were the high priests at the time, at that time when he was walking on the earth. And they came to him with a woman caught in adultery, in the very act of adultery. So they probably caught her right in the midst of committing adultery. You know, so here they drag her out into public And they bring her before Jesus, and I don't know if she was clothed or not clothed. I mean, you know, to what kind of state she was in. So it was probably embarrassing and humiliating. And now they pronounce before the crowd that he was teaching to, this woman was caught in the very act of adultery. What are you going to do about it? They say to Jesus. And they were testing him. Because the law at that time was very clear. If you committed adultery, you were to be stoned to death. That was it, cut and dry. But look what Jesus says here. He takes a moment, he says nothing. Everybody's standing already with a rock in their hand. They know the law. They know that she was caught in the very act. They see it. They don't need any proof now. The high priest, the Pharisees have said it. She's basically condemned. Everybody's got a rock in hand. And Jesus says, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. And one by one they dropped their rocks and they walked away. Because every one of them, as they searched their heart, found that they had made mistakes too. And before long, there's nobody there. And Jesus says to her, has no one condemned you? She says, no, no one, sir. Then I don't either. Go and sin no more. Right there, we have the act of forgiveness. And this is the difference between the law. The law is cut and dry and leads to death because we're always going to fail. But with God, when we receive His Spirit, it's always about forgiveness. When we make mistakes, He forgives us. And we're now given another chance. I say another chance because it's not just a second chance. There's a third chance and a fourth chance and a fifth chance. He gives us another chance to do right because He knows who we are. See, then why do we do these things that make mistakes? Because quite often we have forgotten who we are. We have forgotten what we're capable of. We have forgotten what God has created in us. God has created us to be amazing. God has created us to be blessed. God created us in His own image that we now could bring heaven on earth. It's our job to manifest heaven on earth. That's the job He gave to us. That's how cool and great we are. But we forget what our assignment is and we forget who we are. But God gives us a second chance because He knows who we are and He knows what we're capable of and He knows that we can do it. And so there is no condemnation. This woman wasn't condemned to death. She was given life. Can you imagine how she felt at that moment? How free she felt as she walked away? I'm sure she began to set new goals in her life of what she could do and what she was going to change and where she was going to go. I can believe that there was a lightness in her heart and a joy that she had been given this. Because she thought that was it. But for all of us, He gives us life. He gives us the chance to become more than we are. It doesn't matter what we have done in the past, it does not hold us back, and it does not determine your future. Whatever you've done, whatever mistakes you made, whatever shortcomings you have, maybe you feel like you missed the boat, it's too late. God's got your plan right there in front of you still. There's still a chance for you to fulfill the dream. There's still a chance for you to become who God created you to be. He hasn't changed a thing. He hasn't changed His mind. He's still set on you ruling this world and reigning over life. He is still set on you bringing love and changing everything so that you can bring heaven on earth. That's still His plan for you. Say amen to that. Amen. Listen to this. God is set on this. In Isaiah 43 and verse 25, He says, I, even I, am He who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. This is God speaking through the prophet Isaiah. He's saying, for my own sake, I blot them out, and I will remember them no more. He's not going to remember your wrongdoings. And He has given you forgiveness. So that you can have a whole new perspective of life. So you can have another chance to become who you are. God's doing it for His sake because He knows what He created. And He knows what you're capable of. And He knows you can do it. God doesn't make mistakes. If He created you to do it, You can do it. He knows that. So he's blotting out these transgressions, these mistakes, this iniquity. It's all being washed away by the Spirit of love. It's being cleansed from us continuously, continuously. I'm trying to get this through to you because I don't want you to carry any condemnation into 2016. I don't want you to carry any fear into 2016. I don't want you to carry any regrets or resentment or unforgiveness in your heart into 2016. Because that's the only thing that's going to prevent you from reaching your destiny is if you've got self-condemnation. And if you're carrying a burden upon yourself and you're carrying unforgiveness and you're carrying anger and you're carrying regret and you're carrying resentment, that's the only thing that's going to stop you from fulfilling your dream, from becoming who God has created you to be. Say amen to that.
Amen.
And I want you to be very clear today that God has no condemnation for you. You're walking into 2016 as a clean slate.
Amen.
You've got a clean slate before you. What you do with it is up to you. But that's what's standing before you right now. And that's a good thing. Another story that Jesus told, he told this little parable about a father. And this father had two sons. And the younger son came to the father and said, I'd like my half of the inheritance. So the father got up everything and gave it to him. And the next day, the son is off. He's gone to a foreign country somewhere. He starts living life in the party scene. He starts having a good time and he's spending money and he's partying like crazy until all of his money is gone. And pretty soon he doesn't know what to do. So he now starts working for a guy. And really, it says he gave himself to the other guy. So it means he starts working as a debtor. He's basically a type of slave to work off his debt. And he's working out in the pig field, which for a Jewish guy is a bad thing. It's not kosher. But there he is. He's got to feed them. And he's hungry. And he would have been so glad just to eat the pods that the pigs were eating. He was so hungry. Because he had nothing. And after a while, he came to his senses, it says. And I thought that was interesting, because there's times where we don't understand we're doing something very harmful, and then there's a moment where we come to our senses and go, what the heck am I doing here? This is not, I don't need this. He said the same thing. He said, what's going on? I could go back to my father's house, and I could be a servant in his house. They have food all the time. They eat much better than I do right now. I'm going to go back there and just ask him for forgiveness, and I'll work as one of his servants. And so he sets off on his journey, and it says that even before the son arrived at the house, the father spotted him in the distance coming. And the father began to run to him. The boy had already prepared a whole speech that he was going to say, you know, I'm such a loser, I made a mistake, you know, just let me be one of your servants. You know, he had it all figured out what he was going to say. And the father just runs up to him from this great distance and he puts his arms around him. And let me just read you what he says here to him. But the father said to his servants, bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fatted calf here and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be merry. So the father never let him do the speech, and he wouldn't let him be anything less than his son. He is still his son. He put the ring on his finger, which represents the authority of the house. He put the robe on his back. He's going to reign in this household. This is his job. And this is the way God sees us too. This is the same exact thing we go through from time to time, where we get off track and we go in the wrong direction. And still, there is no condemnation from God, because the minute we come to our senses and say, oh, what the heck was I doing? Our Father God is there to embrace us and put the ring on our finger and put the robe on our back and make merry. He celebrates. He celebrates with us. And again, he gives us a clean slate. What I'm saying to you today is that You can let go of every single thing. You can put it into His hands. Say, Jesus, take this fear, this worry, this regret, take this off of me. If you have unforgiveness for somebody else, you know, you're upset they offended you or something, give that to Him too. That's the only thing that can stop your future, because God has already put the ring on your finger. God has already put the robe on your back. God doesn't remember the things that you've done. He has cleansed you of it, and He has filled you with His Spirit, a Spirit of love, which is continually flowing over you. He is still believing you're going to do the greatest things ever. He is still believing for what He created you to do. You're going to fulfill your purpose. You're going to accomplish your dream. 2016, if we look out before it, right now for you is a clean slate. What do you want to do with it? Because who you've been identifying yourself with isn't going to affect your future with God. The mistakes you made in the past are not going to affect your future with God. It doesn't matter what mistakes or things you did wrong. Right now, 2016 is a clean slate, and you can do whatever it is that you want to do with God. Whatever the dreams that God has put into your heart, whatever words He has been speaking into you, it's all laid out for you right now. There is nothing written on it yet. God has written on your heart dreams, but you can do whatever it is that you desire to do in 2016. You can have the greatest year you've ever had. You can do more things than you've done in your entire life in this 365, typically, but we've had a few days go by. But we still have time, is what I'm saying. And it's a clean slate. You can do more in that time than you've done in your whole life. Because all things are possible with God. And you have a clean slate ahead of you. Everything has been cleansed and washed away. Nothing is stopping you. Nothing is holding you back. There are no barriers. There are no limitations. There is nothing that can stop you from doing what God planned for you to do. You've got the power in you. The power of God. The same power that rose Jesus from the dead. You've got that same power inside of you. If that kind of power can raise somebody from the dead, imagine what you can do with the same power inside of you. You've got the same power inside of you that made a man walk on water. Imagine what you can do. The same power is inside of you that calmed storms and healed the sick and got the blind to see. The same power is inside of you. Say, same power.
Same power.
You've got the same power, and it works the same way. It's not less. He didn't give you less power. You have that same power inside of you, and you have a clean slate ahead of you. Tell me that all things are not possible. All things are possible if you've got that kind of power on the inside, and God created a plan for you, and He orchestrated and planned everything for you, meaning that He set up already the finances that you need to fulfill those businesses. They're already waiting for you. He has already set up the people that you're going to need to assist you. They're laying and waiting right now for the moment that you step into their life, and they will stand up and say, "Here I am," and you will walk off to go fulfill that dream. He has already put it all before you. He planned it from the foundation of the earth. It is all planned. The people are waiting. The finances are waiting. The power is waiting inside of you. All things are possible. You have a clean slate ahead of you because it's up to you what you're going to do. Now, the Spirit of God is on the inside, and He is speaking to us the words of love. He is revealing to us the plan. Every single day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the Spirit of God is speaking the words of love into our hearts. Can you hear Him? Because He is speaking loud and clear, but some of us have trouble hearing. But He is guiding us. He is guiding us step by step, right to where the finances have been laid up, right to where the people have laid up, right to our destiny, to fulfilling the dream. The Spirit of God is on the inside like GPS, guiding us. Doesn't matter if you get off track, it's going to reroute you and get you right back on track. It can take just one split second to put you right back on track. It doesn't matter. Because right now we stand at the beginning of a new year with all the power that God has on the inside of us, filled with the Spirit of God, filled with the love of God, filled with a GPS system that can't go wrong, that always gives us the right guidance at the right time, exactly when we need. We know what to say, we know what to do, we know when to do it, and we know why we're doing it, because we know who we are. And the Spirit of God is continually revealing that to you too, to show you what you're capable of and tell you who you are. Today, if you understood what I'm saying, this is the beginning of a real adventure. This is the beginning today of the rest of your life. And the rest of your life is something above and beyond all things you could imagine or dream. Because it was created and laid out for you from the foundation of the world by a God Almighty, by a God who is above and beyond all things we can imagine or dream of. He is an all-powerful God, and all things are possible with Him. And He has put that potential in you because He created you in His image. And if you believe that this great God has done all these things, then that clean slate lays out before you to step into a year beyond anything you've ever imagined. You will have your success. You will have your fame. You will have the finances. You will have the love. You will have the care. You will have the support. You will have the freedom. You will have the joy. And it's all there. There is no condemnation. There is no condemnation. We are free. We are free to fulfill and live the life that God created us to live, in Jesus' name.